It's not just teachers and parents. Boys will look to a number of people, real and imagined, as they figure out what it means to be a man.
I have a much older friend that I look up to as a brother, since I don't originally have a brother.
As a little kid watching Batman and Superman on TV, those guys, like, they kind of defined what you were supposed to be as a man.
And sometimes one person's role models can make up a motley crew.
Charles Barkley, Al Bundy, Ray's Ramon, and of course, Mark Twain.
That's Eddie Huang, owner of the New York City restaurant Bauhaus.
If you were able to get the four of them together at one time, it would be the greatest bachelor party ever created by man.
Huang is known for that kind of swagger, also his pork belly buns and his writing. His best-selling memoir, Fresh Off the Boat, details his love of basketball, hip-hop, and food. It's also a story about rebelling against his Taiwanese parents and finding his place while not fitting into mainstream America. We asked Eddie Huang to tell us about his boyhood heroes and how they influenced the man he is today.
The first guy that really affected my life was Charles Barkley when he was a power forward for the 76ers, and he was very undersized.
And Barkley goes over, has some words for Sprewell.
He was a bad boy on and off the court and would speak his mind, and it wasn't that he was bad that I liked. I felt like he wanted to be himself at all times. He never muted himself. He never allowed himself to be silenced. And I grew up in a home with a little bit of domestic violence. Social services would come to my house and, you know, I'd get hit at home and I'd go to school and I'd have to pretend like nothing happened. And watching Charles and all his controversy, I kind of just felt comfortable that there was somebody else in the world whose life wasn't perfect. He just felt real.
How can you hate It's a Wonderful Life?
Because it's a horrible life.
Al Bundy from Married with Children, the character growing up, really the only Asian family in our neighborhood in Orlando, things just didn't go our way, and we felt like we just caught bad breaks all the time. But watching Al kind of find the silver lining in life, even though he was a woman's shoe salesman, he still thought he was the man. He was Kanye before Kanye with the line, "Can't tell me nothing." You couldn't tell Al Bundy anything because in his mind, he was a god. And the next guy that really kind of influenced my life came on a Saturday afternoon while watching WWF.
Razor Ramon!
This Cuban guy flashed across our screen, and it was some sort of like Scarface on steroids with a strange vest and wrestling speedos, gold chains, chest curls, greasy hair and a toothpick, and he kicks sand into the camera and says, "Yo, Chico, I kick sand in your face." I was in the rapture when I saw Razor Ramon. I got my style from Razor Ramon. And lastly, the guy that really seems like the oddball in the group, but absolutely is not, is Mark Twain, because he was Al Bundy. He was Charles Barkley. He was Razor Ramon. What Mark Twain really taught me was that you can have these very unpopular, kind of blue-collar, nihilist views on life and be cynical. But if you're witty and you're smart, people will respect you. And he used the pen. And that's why I started writing.
That's chef and author Eddie Huang. Fresh Off the Boat, a sitcom based on his memoir, is set to air this fall. You can follow our series about men on Twitter. It's hashtag MenPR. That's right, MenPR.